What's up, guys? This is The Universe Just Recognized Herself. My name is Abby. I want to welcome you back for another episode. I'm so grateful for you guys. Thanks for showing up week to week, episode to episode. You guys are amazing. If you like the content in this podcast, you might like my other content on other social medias. I'm on TikTok, Instagram. I also have a book. It's called How to Get Here, and it is available for order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I will put the link to order my story in the description in case you were interested. Today's episode, we are going to be hosting a guest, my first special guest, a wizard of sorts. His name is Max, and this universe has brought me into connection with him. He's so amazing. I'll let him kind of explain himself throughout the episode, just because words cannot describe how powerful of a human being he is. So with all further ado. All right. Thanks for showing up today. I can't do this seriously. I'm just gonna
Hold
leave
on.
It. I'm
oh, just
gonna
like
leave. No, 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 we're
it
good. We're good.
Okay.
We're good. This all is right. The only way. Thanks for coming on the show today.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Maybe you want to give people a little bit of your own introduction of yourself. I mentioned that you do some energy healing. You are a wizard of sorts. you have your own crystal collection, and, you know, maybe you want to tell people a little bit about your plan, whatever you're doing.
Okay, yeah, sure. So right now I have my little business going where I provide like high vibe crystals and tools, metaphysical tools, and I'm working on expanding that.
Metaphysical tools.
Yeah, metaphysical tools. It's just, I feel like that's the best like generic description for me that feels good, you know, because like I like to keep it vague because I want to provide everything that I possibly can for like spiritual awakening, energy, assistance, you know, just high vibe tools. And I think minerals are really important, especially crystals. So that's what I mainly provide right now is, you know, I have my little shop that I do. I have my little shop online. I have my little shop in my apartment that doubles as my living space. But so that's what I'm doing right now. Been a lot of things.
Yeah, you really right. have been a lot of things. That's what's so interesting. You did pro lifting. What did you do?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I was a bodybuilder for a while. I was a college student for a while. I was a chef at a restaurant.
So
I
many
ran
roles.
And opened a restaurant. I was a medical medium. I was called myself an intuitive consultant for a while, and I only outfitted like buildings and businesses with crystals to get their vibe and like set the intention of their space, that going.
What was that like?
It was really cool. Like the process, I guess the best way to just like to start that conversation is to describe the process. So I'd kind of go in and go into the building, and the most recent example would be my father's business. He's a chiropractor, so big healing space, and my mom is working in there as well, and she's a certified acupuncturist now.
Nice.
And I also have a little healing space in there too, which is really cool. So that's a recent development. But when I went in there, I basically will go into the rooms and everywhere in the office, and I'll feel it all out. And I'll ask the space what it wants, and then I'll go to the owners or the people that are working in the space, and then I'll ask them, you know, kind of what they're feeling, and then I will go and grab crystals, and if I don't have the crystals, I'll order them, or I'll go and pick them out, and then I'll bring them in, put them all around, test out the, you know, how it's feeling, and set the intention, set the space. And
I love the idea of asking for permission. Like, that is my favorite thing to do, because so many of us go through our lives just with this taking attitude instead of like a, you know, observing attitude or it's just, it's a patient way of observing things instead of just, oh my gosh, being so destructive. and claiming things, because they claim themselves. They claim it. The crystals do claim themselves. They claim their space.
They do. And they also claim their users, which is really important, you know, because they're the same thing that we are. We've just been conditioned to believe that they're these inanimate objects, but they're truly as alive as we are. So
I want to get into that a little bit. I think that's what I want to get into next. I know we're talking about you and your background, but I feel like this is a good segue to just ask you more about, you know, these inanimate objects.
These inanimate objects. Yeah. Don't let them hear you. I'm just kidding. It's just like someone will tell me, like, what's your favorite crystal? I'm like, I literally can't say because I have too many on me, and they'll just not, you know, it's just a joke. But I don't have a favorite crystal. But to kind of, I feel like a good way to start that conversation is to start how I got into it. So when I was in high school, I experienced a series of concussions that was you know, I had to get treatment for, obviously. And everyone was just like, medicate. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time I was introduced to Reiki, because I had one. And it was to the point where something was messed up, where I couldn't feel anything. I could pinch my skin and I couldn't feel anything. And that's the first time I ever experienced Reiki. And they brought me to this Reiki person, and she was awesome. And that was my first dose of energy healing.
I just want to pause to explain what Reiki is for anyone listening who doesn't know. Reiki is the universal life force energy, essentially. It's all healing, all sealing force that is in, it's within all of us, but some of us carry the force a little bit more lightly, or a little bit more in alignment with the flow of the force itself. Which
I feel it's kind of like a faucet, you know, some are dribbling, some are full force, and then some just aren't on yet.
I like that. I like that analogy. Continue with where you're at in your journey.
Yeah. So, that was the first time, I'd always collected crystals as a kid, right? I feel like we all kind of have that attraction.
Yeah.
But that was the first time that I had been introduced to super high vibe crystals, because she kept them in her space and they were healing tools, and that's what their intention was. So bringing them back, and, you know, I spent a lot of time on my own because I couldn't really go out into spaces that had too much light. I couldn't experience too much noise. I couldn't eat for a while or do any of that. Mm. So,
that's all I just spent a lot of.
Yeah. Yeah. It was to the point where, at one point, or at, after one of the concussions, this is actually before this one where I lost feeling in my body, my mom walked in the room, and I had, no idea who she was. I had muscle memory. Wow. I was just I can feel that I have some sort of connection to this person, but I have no idea who you are.
Wow.
I don't even know what I am, you know? So I had, I got that base. I was just okay. So
that space of consciousness is it's a blank slate, but you are aware that it's a blank slate. That's just, that's amazing.
It was very interesting. Yeah. It was a little baby being born, except that baby was me and I was 18 years old and able to comprehend what my brain was doing. Man, baby. Yeah, that was me. And I guess long story short, working with the crystals when I was in that space, on my own, you know, figuring out I'm a body, you know, I have these, it wasn't even that I was a body. I was I have a body. With I'm limbs. Inside a body and this is how I'm functioning. This is life. And connecting with the crystals, I was completely dissociated from all memories that I'd experienced up until that point in time. So 18 years worth of conditioning in life, completely dissociated. My body still held the memory, but I looked at this crystal and it was just I just was oh my gosh, this thing's alive. It was talking to me and I was talking to it and I was fluidly communicating with what I had perceived as just being an inanimate object. And I was feeling and sharing and, you know, transferring energy back and forth with this crystal. And what I had first originally learned is like I was like, oh my gosh, those are there's like parts of you that are like blocked up, and it's like, yeah, there are. Want to help me move it? And I was just like, sure. And as I was moving the what I called the block parts of the crystal, I felt it in my own body, and I would like realize the next day, and it took me a couple days to realize what I was fluidly doing. I was like, oh my gosh, this crystal is like reflecting my exact energy. And as I work on the
Whoa.
crystal, I'm working on myself. So that was like the first tool that I used, and that's why I carry what I that's what I do why I do what I do right now, is because these crystals, they hold such perfect, pure energies. And when, I give them space to clear themselves out and rest before they find and choose their owners and their users. And when they do that, they hold such a pure reflection. And, whether it's your first crystal, whether it's a piece of quartz and you're, going through those blockages like I was, or you're wanting to work on something specific like emotions or, light or your eyes or your body or your hands or your knees, like there's different crystals that hold these energies that specify towards parts of us. And we can use those specified vibrations, to kind of work on our own, like that part of ourself that is that crystal. We can work with that crystal and purify that crystal. And in turn, that purifies that part of ourself.
Yeah, I love that. I love
Yeah,
that so
yeah.
much. Wow. Okay. You just made me rem you reminded me of this moment. So when I was let me think, in like fifth grade, when I was in fifth grade, I picked out this crystal. It was an amethyst, and I was so drawn to amethyst when I was a really, really young kid, and I never knew why. I never knew why until now.
Yeah.
I was super drawn to it, and I picked up this big one, and I bought it from like, I don't know, the science fair, wherever it was. And then I got rid of it when I was in high school, and I still think about it to this day. I know, gasp. I got
Big
rid of
gasp.
it. I got rid of it because I didn't think that I would need it, and then I needed it. Now I miss it, and it misses me, and I wonder where it is.
It'll find you at some point.
Oh, I
I
know.
can tell you that
Isn't that
much.
so insane?
It is very intriguing how that works. Like I used to carry a bunch of crystals around in my pocket, and if I lost one, I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh no, it's gone. And now I'm just like completely relaxed. I'm like, it's gonna show up in a couple minutes. Like it's mine. I know it
Yeah.
is, and it's gonna find itself back to me. And sometimes I like look over and I'm like sitting on the couch, and I'm like, I definitely wasn't sitting over there, but now it's there. So I'm like, okay, this
Yeah,
worked. It's here now. I didn't lose it.
I
So I feel that. I get nervous still when I send like bigger crystals or personal pieces, and I'm like, oh, it's time for you to move on. And then they're just like, bye. And I'm like, no, don't go.
know
I'm like, it's time for me to go. And I'm like, okay.
the energy that I think my what okay, you said I was gonna ask you what's your favorite crystal, but you already said that you don't have a favorite crystal. What is a crystal that you have on you all the time and why?
What is a crystal I have on me all the time and why? There's one crystal and it's called a shivalingam.
I've
And a
never heard of a
shivalingam,
shame. A what?
it's a shivalingam. So it's really important in the Indian, like India, not like Native American
Yeah.
confusion, but like in India. So these stones like roll down this river, and I can't remember the name of the river right now, but they roll down this river, and as they roll down the
The Indus
river,
River?
I'm not quite certain. I'm not certain enough to agree with that, 'cause
Okay.
I don't remember right now.
I didn't know if I was if I would have said it, then you would have thought about it, but I don't know.
Sometimes it works. And they get this bean shape basically by rolling down the river. Like it's really, really cool. And when they're rolling down the river, they intake the vibrations of the water that's flowing through it, and they also are intaking the vibrations of, the land and what's going on around it. It's actually said to be one of the crystal or the highest EMF rating out of any crystal, any mineral on this planet. Is actually a traditional pure legit like Shivalingam that came from that river in India. And it's actually the source and center of all of their spiritual temples in India.
Oh wow.
Every
Oh,
single center of
Shiva.
the
Like
temple,
Shiva.
yeah.
Yeah.
And every single temple in its center, in its base, will have a Shiva. And that's like what I carry on me. I actually found it when I was in the Dominican Republic. It's very tiny, and it's a cab cut, so it's a cabochon, so someone cut it out and formed it. But I just felt like such a connection to it, and it really just brings me like a sense of unity and like a really like sense of completion. And that is the quality of the stone that I learned later on, that the dark side is the masculine, well, masculine sun energy, you know, like I feel like masculine is a little outdated, but the sun energy, and then the gray is the moon energy or the feminine energy, and together they resemble total unification and total completion on every single level. So that's one that I
Whoa.
carry on me, and that's one that's never changed. That's one I've always carried on me. I
Like
also
when you
carry that
go everywhere or when you like just go places in
everywhere.
general. Okay.
Absolutely everywhere. Like it's on me, it's in my back right pocket 100% of the time, or it's in like if I have a little zipper on my like chest, you know, like I always carry it on there. Or yeah, that's like I've never been without that crystal for the past like 3 years. It hasn't
Wow.
not never left me. Never ever left me. Even when I sleep, I put it in my little pillowcase.
You put it in your
Yeah,
pillowcase.
that's one that's never left my side.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. It's called a Shiva Lingam. That's how you
Yep.
say it.
So it's Shiva, and then there's a space, and then it's Lingam.
Okay, got it.
And they have super cool history to it too,
I'm
so.
super intrigued. I love the way that you painted the picture of like the stone falling from the river and just picking up all the energy because I mean, if you think about how a lot of mines do harvest crystals, it's like this massive excavation, this undigging of earth, and it could be in the ocean, it could be in like the driest deserts and the coldest places. It's like it's a magnificent reveal, and I never even thought about crystals like that because we take advantage of a lot of things that we buy nowadays just because they're in stores. But if you think about the process of harvesting these beauties, these earth minerals, it's like, wow, the earth makes some pretty beautiful shit.
Yeah, it is, and everyone, it's not everyone. I want to say speak from my perspective because I can't address everyone at once, but you know when you see like those crystal points and they have like all those really cool sides and they're like
Yeah, what is
super
that
cool
called
shapes and
again?
whatnot.
The
So they
name.
have it's the generator. A generator is a
Okay.
point, and they have all different sides and different formations. One of the most famous formations being the Tao formation, which is I can't remember the exact. It's like a 3-2-3-1 is like the sides. I'm not quite sure on those, so don't quote me on that. But
That's okay, I won't quote you.
I always used to think that people took them out and polished them and made those sides. Always thought that people took them out and then processed them and polished them to make those sides and make those points. And then I started working with this wonderful guy in Colorado, and he excavate or he like mines his own crystals like from the mountains, right?
That's
And
amazing.
he
Yeah,
sent
I
me.
harvest my own crystals.
He
That's just
does.
the coolest thing.
That's what I want to do eventually. I feel like that'd be
It's so
awesome.
adventurous.
I know. And like it's like the earth is speaking to you. It's like come and dig here, and he'll literally
Yes.
just start digging. And like out of the ground, just like in dirt, he'll just pull out this crystal and wash it off, and it's this perfectly formed, clear
That's so
point
funny. I did that
that
with
was
the
in the
crystal
ground.
that's I did that with the crystal that's on my bookshelf.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know
That is
what it
so
is.
cool.
I literally don't know what it is. I was harvesting sunflowers and I looked down on the floor. I was like, "Wow, this is amazing." And it's like this huge, giant, beautiful. I'll have to ask you what it is. I'll have to pull out. Pull. I never asked you. I don't know why I never asked you. I should have asked you before.
What?
No, just crystals are amazing. Crystals are amazing. But what crystals bring is energy, and I kind of want to bring this back to focus a little bit. I know we're talking about crystals, but I really want to, as amazing as crystal, okay, I'm just talking now. I want to talk about energy a little bit because we were talking about, how crystals will pick up the energy that they exist in, and we've had some very interesting conversations, and I think that you carry in a very interesting perspective on energy, and I really want you to share it with people. I am amazed. This guy, Max is just okay. You are a very sun and let's just say masculine and logical understanding of what I already what we all already know, but you have a very acute way of explaining that just it's just mind-blowing.
Before I get into that, I do want, like, I feel called to kind of say, like, when I started learning all of this, when I started learning rocks, I didn't know any of their names. I only know how they felt. So when I put words to, like, the things that I'm already feeling, it's very, that's what I'm doing. And there's not anywhere that I've now I'm starting to read books where they, like, start talking about this stuff, but this is all, like, original perspective stuff that I literally, because I wanted to create my own perspective while my brain was on total reset. I'm like, I want to create my perspective of this reality. I don't want anyone else to, like, tell me their perspective. I don't want to, like, subconsciously attach to it. So this is all my perspective. There are infinite ways to perceive this. This is just mine and how I feel best expresses my experience. So for me, energy is everything, and that's really vague, but when you go down to the, logistics, as you want it, as you say, like the logic, for me, when I see things, it comes down to light and vibrations. They kind of transmit and translate themselves into symbols. And we can see this through indigenous cultures throughout the entire world. We see this, with geometry. These symbols have moved themselves and manifested themselves into simpler forms of geometry, the circle, the triangle, the square. These symbols have manifested themselves into pictures, and these pictures have manifested themselves into words. And from that is just a very logical description of what energy is in our physical everyday life. Because our energy is the literal vibration in our perspective of what we're perceiving. The picture
In
that
every
I'm
way.
experiencing
In
of
every
you and
way.
this phone that I'm holding is me perceiving that there's
Pixels.
this massive energy in front of me that's connecting to somewhere else, and it's at this density, this perfect density, that I can hold it in this hand that is also a culmination of energy, light. You talked about a lot about, or before you said this, you said that you wanted me to talk about how energy or crystals pick up the energy of what's around them. And I think the most practical way, and what I'm feeling to explain myself as, is it's kind of like when you experience, like, something when you're eating a food, like, imagine that you're eating the best food that you've ever tasted. And you can remember this because when you taste this food, you're remembering the taste, you're remembering what you're listening to. You're feeling what you're feeling at that exact moment, and you remember exactly what you were seeing when you first tasted it. So when we experience energy, especially something that's that impacting, like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever tasted, that energy comes into our body, right? Our body is feeling this energy. Our brain is attaching an emotion to this energy. And when we attach an emotion to that energy, it holds itself in our body. And that's what we call, like, an experience. And when those ex so like our body is meant to be fluid, right? So we're not meant to hold on to any experience. So when we hold on to things, good or bad, those things will, they'll kind of, like, fester, and those, like, are what create ailments. So I mean, that's another conversation, but
yeah.
When we experience energy, we experience it in the form of sight, taste, touch, sound, you know, any of those things. And emotion is another energy that we can experience, but in a whole
energy in motion. Yeah.
Energy in motion. Yeah. It's all the same thing at the end of the day. And everything, whether you see everything as light or if you see everything as vibration or you see everything as
frequency
symbols, it's all the same. It's just different represent. It's
different
unique
perspectives.
Yeah, it's unique, different. It's respectively unique perspectives on the same source.
Yeah. Everything always comes back to source. Everything.
It does.
You know, I find myself not wanting to use words such as everything, everyone, no one, more and more. Just because I realize that all of those things don't really exist. You know,
nope.
there is no such thing as everything or no one. It just is.
Yep.
Really, it really just is.
Yeah, I mean, like, everything is us, you know. At the, you know, everything is energy, and if you peel back all the layers, the exercise that I like to use best is, and this is kind of when I first figured it out, when I was becoming a medical medium. So the first thing that you can do is you can imagine something, like in your mind's eye, in your mind, in your little viewing room, like your upper room. You can imagine like something tangible, like look outside and literally look at your car. Look at a vehicle. It doesn't even have to be yours. Now take that picture into your mind's eye and now feel and imagine that car without headlights. And then you take it down this track, and so the next part would be imagine it without tires. And now imagine it without any metal at all. And in your mind's eye, you're imagining these things, but your viewing room, like your upper room, is creating this manifestation of what you're telling it to do. So when you get down to the bare bones, like, and now imagine that car without any technology, without anything at all. And you get down to this space where there is nothing that you can see, but you can still feel that a car is there.
Yeah.
You can feel that the car is there, but you can't see it. The only thing that's changed is what you're seeing, which is the density at which you're perceiving this energetic phenomena. And you can even at that point do some fun stuff. You can be like, what's the fastest version of this car possible? And your viewing room, your mind will take care of that for you. And it'll put together this cool looking car that looks fast. And it still feels like it's the same thing. But I think that for me was the best exercise that I used for me that I discovered.
To think about our existence, our perceptions.
Yeah, to perceive like the layers of perception, because it's very layered.
It is very layered, much like humans.
Like an
getting to the core of a hurt, traumatized human being.
Yeah,
which we all are. So
we are all very conditioned, and I mean, I'm not going to say we all are because extremes
many
are
some
present.
some people have broken out of that.
And some people are born without it, completely without it, and they will never be conditioned, ever.
That's so, you make that point. It's very interesting. So one thing that I always tend to think about, you know those tracks that tend to play on your mind, those thoughts that just, like, seem to play on your mind every day? Like, some form of thought will, like, just cross your mind every day, and you're like, why are you still there? Like, why do you still show up?
Yeah.
Well, one of them that pops up is this thought of tickling, like, you know, like being ticklish, being sensitive. Well, the only reason why we're ticklish, why we're sensitive, is because some emotion in our body is being held somewhere inappropriately. We're not supposed to be ticklish, you know? In the same way that when we step on the earth with our feet, it's not supposed to hurt. And, or like going barefoot and stuff. Really just all acupuncture points, points in the body pointing to some emotion somewhere in your body and your brain. But, this one thought about ticklish, about being ticklish plays in my mind because I think to myself, I'm ticklish, so what am I hiding? But there was always this one boy that I knew in high school who wasn't ticklish, and now I think about him. Now I think about him, and I'm like, does he not have emotions? Like, I just wonder what what he hold, what like what density he holds. Like, I don't know. I just think about that a lot. It's like really.
Because he could totally be ticklish and he's just not processing it too.
Okay, that's true, but
You know,
you
there's all
know.
extremes present, but yeah, it'd be very fascinating to like get him back and be like, hey, do you feel things?
That's funny. Hey, do you feel things? That's so funny. You know some very interesting people. You have met some very interesting people, as well as I have met you as an interesting person on this planet. I think that you have a really interesting perspective, as I've said, and I know we were talking about this one time quite a long time ago, but I don't even know how we would start this conversation, just because it's so fascinating to think about the fact that time does not exist.
No, you know, we all, our perception of time is unique and it's individual. There is like a worldwide accepted, kind of agreed upon version of time, but that's not real because it's just a bunch of people have agreed that we're going to use a clock and we're going to judge it off of the sun and it's going to have numbers and this and that and this and that. Most people don't adhere to that because it doesn't make sense. There are some people that it does make sense to,
Yeah.
but
I think
I've
it
really
used to
gotten
make sense to me, but now it
yeah,
doesn't. It really
exactly.
doesn't at all.
No.
I really don't even see a point in celebrating a birthday. I mean, maybe just like following a yearly calendar just for the. Stop. Why are you gasping?
I was just
I've
teasing you.
always loved having a birthday. Like, I was always the person that was like, it's my birthday. Not in a mean way, but in a please,
I would have
no.
never guessed that. I would have never guessed that.
Okay, well, I did. Okay, before I woke up, it's not like I was this mean, nasty biatch or anything, but
Okay.
I wasn't like, you know, as kind hearted as I am now. I was a little manipulative. And that's okay. That's okay, because I'm
It's
not like that
okay.
anymore. That person does not exist. Does not
Nothing
exist.
exists in that frame set. Nothing exists. And nothing there is everything though. Ah, nothing ever
But
goes away. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed, which is one of the practical laws of thermodynamics, which is really a really good interpretation of like what everything is. It's like the closest we can get to
humanly
understanding that we
understanding.
live in an infinite realm of energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It's like, huh, okay, well, that's vague, but it basically explains everything, so.
Oh, this brings me to an interesting point. So, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Beautiful, right? But
Yes.
in thinking about that, it is this ongoing moment, right? This ongoing moment of existence, and we use things like we use words like everything, but every detail, every moment that you're existing is just this continuation of energy in a way that my laptop is processing energy. That'll keep processing energy. That'll keep processing processing energy. My sandwich that I'm eating is energy. It's processed energy in all of its forms. And then I'm eating that energy, and then that energy is fueling my body. And what is that called? PTP, or you know, the process of the body producing its energy for calories, like.
I'm not quite sure if I've heard of that. I guess my
It's medical. It's like the
yeah,
biological
I
understanding.
100% know what you're talking. Oh, are you talking about ATP? Talking about like
ATP.
cellular energy? Okay,
No,
yeah, I
but
get
don't we do that for our body?
like oxidative phosphorylation, we basically break everything down into glucose, and then those glucose molecules are basically transmitted into protons, which we then use the oxygen as electron receptors that carry it down to this protein, or this, well, technically it's like an ion gated channel, and then there's a little protein-powered wheel, and then it attaches them to, like, adenosine triphosphate, and it attaches protons and takes away electrons, and we expel them, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, there's a complex process at which our body can produce energy, and that can be done with food. I just think that's a very limited understanding of our body's capabilities of processing energy, because I have come in contact, and I have met people who have meditated for months on end without eating or drinking or moving at all. And their body has processed energy for itself. I think that our current understanding, I don't want to call it Western, I want to call it more modernized, our modernized understanding, which is, I just think is a really, if we're looking through a microscope, our understanding, our modernized understanding is like the smallest microscope that I could possibly conceive when we're looking at the functions of the human body, to where we've actually broken it down into what we call a science, but that's not true. That doesn't exist. That's just what we have been like. Conditioned. Oh yeah, we're smart. We've experienced this. We understand this, and we can prove this. Not really. You can't really prove it. You can't really prove anything. And this is what it is. And it's like, no.
It's so much more expansive than that. That's not what it is. We're so limited in our perceptual, in our general perception of understanding, that like stuff like this, stuff like the things that we're talking about, seems ridiculous to some people, because not only because of the conditioning, but because of what we have, well, I guess it would be conditioning, but the conditioning is so ingrained in a way that has trained us to think that science even is spirituality when it's more than that.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I at first definitely agreed with. I was like, wow, like, you know, everything that I learned in high school really matches up. You know, the Big Bang matches up with all these other religious texts and all these other, you know, I started learning about numerology and all these other, you know, roadmap, these are the roadmaps back to, like, source.
Yeah.
But you go deeper than that, everything is just energy.
Exactly. And I think it's really, like, I do believe that there, you can achieve anything with anything. You can be in any religion and achieve anything. You can be in science even and achieve anything. And I think that some ways are harder for people to perceive for themselves, but uniquely, I think that you can achieve, there are infinite possibilities and infinite probabilities. You can achieve anything from any given point. I think the more manipulated something is and the more, I don't want to use the word tainted. I want to use the word tarnished.
It runs itself down.
And the more that it gets changed and like, oh, this is what it is, and it's like, no, it's what it is to you, and you can do these things because I did these things, and you can produce a result, you can feel the result, and then you can create your own method. You know, like, there's infinite ways to go about it, but I think generally in the world and reality, this 3D space that we're living in this modern time, that is the, you know, most accepted form of learning is do these steps. This will get you here. You know, go through college, you will get a job. Eat this food and you will feel good. You know, like, it's all about, like,
do this, get that.
Yeah.
What it's do like, this, what get if that.
There's a method, there's steps. And I think, in really, in my perspective, these steps are about finding that energy, that feeling that we feel as a result of the steps per se, and then once you feel that energy, you can always go back to it. There's, you don't have to go back to the steps to feel it. It's because we're energy beings. We're consciously able to manipulate the density of our energy, which means that we can,
we're already doing that. Just a lot of people
It's
aren't
like,
aware of that.
exactly. It's like saying positive things or eating positive things or, doing that. You're manipulating the density of your physical vessel to be receptive to positive and like high vibe energy. The same thing as if you are only receptive to like steps or like, I have to do this, this, this. And that's not a bad thing, but you're manipulating the energy of your vessel to only be receptive to things that have steps or
This is a
things
good
that,
point. This is a good point because the whole process of spirituality is getting you to a more stable position. And if you think about energy as this moving object, low vibrational, we'll just say low vibrational things, attitudes, beliefs, systems cause you to move slower.
Correct.
High vibrational, attitudes, beliefs, all these other what spirituality is trying to align you with in general terms is this high frequency at this high frequency, which is fast, which is able to, manip I don't want to say manipulate, but maneuver around energy in its natural state.
Yeah, that is definitely a really good way to look at it. The way that I was going through my mind is just like my brain is like really logic oriented, so the way that I describe things to myself and the way that I perceive things is through quantum physics. And if you just think about, something vibrating really slow, you call that a solid, right? You can't pour water into a solid. Water won't move through a solid. But if you increase the vibration of that solid, you increase, like it's like putting positive thoughts into your body. You increase the vibration of that solid and it becomes liquid state. And when it becomes liquid state, it flows just like water. And when you increase it even more, it becomes gaseous. And when it increases even more, science doesn't even
So
have a term for it
expansive,
because
limitless.
it's vibrating so fast that it can literally move between physical planes of reality. And that's
That is the perfect explanation for exactly what we're doing. That is a metaphor for the spiritual process itself. Stop being a solid, become a gas.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And you can even use it for like, say that you might be a solid or something that you're experiencing might be a solid experience, like where you're not receptive to the flow of what someone else is saying or what you're experiencing. You feel like you're rejecting it a lot. Usually it's because your perspective is solidified and you have to increase the vibration of that perspective. And you can even just think about making your perspective vibrate more and more and more. And it's just the same thing as the car exercise. Your vessel is going to take care of the rest. You imagine your perspective vibrating at a higher frequency and you will become more fluid. It's like
It's the
the
same,
power of
it's what we do
thought, I
with
guess.
yoga. It's literally what yoga does.
Yeah.
Because you're,
It's exactly
I
correct.
mean, you're doing the mantras, you're singing the songs, you if you're if or if you listen to things like binaural beats, you're just aligning yourself with that frequency. You're just aligning yourself with that energy, with the de it the,
Isn't
all of
it
it.
so interesting?
It
Yeah.
really
Even like the
is.
ohm, like they started with the ohm and then they end it with the ohm. I always thought it was really interesting because at the beginning of the class, there may be two or three people that were synced up with the ohm, and then at the end of the class, everyone is on the same frequency, and I think it's also really cool. I studied Ayurvedic science for a while, and one of the really cool things that they do is they have you like hold nostrils shut, and then they have you hum, and like you're holding that shut, and it's like sending it to the different sides of your body. So you'd hold like one side shut, and you go like, like you do your humming through your throat. You're aligning yourself with your own vibration, and when you plug one side of your nose, you're closing off that sinus cavity, and you're opening up the other sinus cavity, and that vibration is literally flowing through that side of your face. And if you close both of them, it might be a little bit troublesome,
I
but
couldn't do it. I was just trying to do
you
it
can
on the
like do
call.
it. You
Did
can
you
do it
see
like
me
both
go like
sides.
this?
I
I
saw
was
you going like
trying
that. I'm
and
like, I don't think
it
it works because when
doesn't.
you make noise, you're projecting air, and if your mouth is closed, it just doesn't work because you're closed system at that point in time. So,
That makes sense.
I always thought it was cool though because it's like you're using your own vocal cords, your own vibration to they do it for a calming exercise, and they do it for like a morning exercise, and I'm like, you're using your own vibration to align yourself with your vibration. I was just like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
If you're like, it just, that's why you do it every day. That's why. That's why. Wow. See, things are so simple, guys.
So simple, but so complex. The simplest things are the hardest.
Yeah, I agree. I really do. On every level. On all the levels that there is to have. Wow, okay. Those were some dense conversations. Those were some pretty, I would say, solidified as high vibrational.
Would they be solidified if they were high vibe?
It was gas.
Gassy conversations.
Well, you ever hear that? That's a phrase in the Northeast. That's gas. People say that.
I guess I definitely have heard that said. That's yeah. Gas.
People say that. Don't say that.
I don't think I enjoy saying it as much as I think it's not my
word of choice. I have nothing against anyone who does use that phrase, as it means something actually really cool, but
oh yeah, definitely no judgment here, just not mine.
Yep, just not mine. I just heard you say that and I'm picturing myself saying it, and I digress.
I digress.
I haven't used that word phrase in a long time. Wow. Really? Well, Max, thank you so much for joining my episode. I'm so happy that you were able to chat with me for a little while.
Well, I love being here, so thank you for having me.
Of course. I know you love talking to me, so.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's my goal every day.
Is it?
Of course.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right.
Thanks.
Well, thanks again, Max, for joining the episode today. If all of you were interested in finding Max, he is on Instagram at Max Knauf. It is MaxKnauf. If you were interested in his energy healing services or maybe his crystal business, give him a follow there or at The Intuitive Balance. That's The Intuitive Balance on Instagram, or his name, Max Knauf. You can find all different types of crystals that are very well taken care of. He has a lot of very awesome products and shares a lot of awesome wisdom. So grateful for all of you listeners who were able to sit with us here today. Thanks again. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Much love to you. Blessed be.